Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And on an unusually mild night in December at the Aviva Stadium, it was lovely to see team after team of girls' soccer teams trooping into the Aviva Stadium last night, including several teams from Bohemians. But the noise at the end of the game, just that disappointing and deafening silence after the noise that had preceded it, Darren. Heartbreak again for this team.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. The Irish team going down 2-1 to Wales, Gavin, 3-2 in aggregate, and that's the end of the road in terms of our European Championship ambitions. Switzerland, of course, hosting the championships next summer, and I actually don't think there's any real words to put it into perspective. So I brought along just a this is just a flavour of some of the pictures in the newspapers. If you get to check them out during the day, I think the photography again top class from our Irish photographers. This one in the front of the Irish Times this morning by Ryan Byrne from Info, and it's just Katie McCabe down on the deck holding her head, and my favourite one is actually Steve McCarthy in Sports File this morning. And I think if you just look at the faces of Katie McCabe and Denise O'Sullivan, they're embracing each other, but just look in at their eyes, I think you can see the pain of what this is for the Irish team.
It must be very disappointing for those two in particular. I mean, they're two of probably the finest footballers this country has ever produced, and they're missing out in a major tournament again.
Yeah, slim margins, isn't it? I'm going to actually play an interview here which John Kenny did with Kira Caruso last night, and she's always speaks with such great honesty, but this one is particularly honest, and she speaks very highly of Eilean Gleeson, the manager whose contract is now up. But first, she suggests maybe, and maybe this is the reason why we haven't progressed, that the moment and the pressure to get to these finals showed over the two games.
Where is it won and lost? I mean, I'd say like ultimately it's going to be won and lost in the box and in front of the net, just scoreline wise. I think that definitely is always going to be the ultimatum of a football game, right? So
margins are so tall, small, weren't they, towards the end too as well? Like, yeah. Looked like one was going to creep over the line for you.
Yeah, no, and I think that, again, that kind of like, that's almost like suffocating feeling of like, you, like this ball needs to go in, and or, you know, or we're not going to be able to take another breath, is kind of the feeling that we wish we could have replicated over the course of the last two games, rather than just briefly. But again, football is fickle. You're trying to manage moments, you're trying to manage minutes, you're trying to figure out you know, how an opponent is playing, but also try to play your own game. And sometimes you get caught up in a lot of that, and at the end of the day, the final whistle blows and the scoreline's a scoreline. Mm-hmm.
Your manager obviously got you around the pitch at the end there. She had a few words to you. Her contract is up. Would you like to see her stay on?
Eilean.
Yeah.
I'd say that Eilean picked us up in a really difficult moment, and off, you know, the back of some really great accomplishments for us as a program. So walking into that is some big like shoes, and you know, a lot of weight on their shoulders as well. But ultimately, like, I think Eilean has, and the staff has really bolstered us, and you know, put us in positions to be successful and grow as a team, and I can't thank them enough for that. And I would say that they've only done us good, and you know, ultimately, like, that's what you want to see from this program.
Yeah, you can hear the hurt in that voice, can't you? Disappointment there, Kira Caruso with John Kenny. Leicester City beat West Ham 3-1 in the Premier League last night. Great start for Ruud van Nistelrooy as their manager, and Crystal Palace overcame Ipswich by a 0-2. A very significant day for Irish teenager Joe Shannon ahead. He'll take part in his very first match on the World Snooker Tour. He'll meet the world number 23, Robert Milkins, at the Snooker Shootout in Leicester. He only recently turned 14, and he'll become the youngest Irish player to ever compete at a tour event. The shootout format will see matches played over a maximum of 10 minutes. The shot clock is at 15 seconds for the first 5 minutes, and then 10 seconds for the last 5 minutes. So this is going to be quite an experience for him, but also what an opportunity. Joe's been speaking with Ivan Iquillin.
Well, I've been playing probably about 5 years now, but maybe the last year or two I started to kind of kick off and start winning a lot more. So the last 2 years have probably been my biggest years, well, 6 years playing, yeah.
You're 14, so you're balancing this world with the world of school and friends and all of that. Is that a tricky thing to balance? I'm sure you put an awful lot of hours into your sport.
Yeah, kind of. I put this before, I wouldn't really go out, but put snooker in front of everything really now, but I'm still at school, but snooker mainly now, so yeah.
How many hours a week do you think you spend practicing?
Around close to 20 hours a week, I'd say. Around 2-3 hours a day, so it's around 20 hours, yeah.
It's a huge commitment. You must be very dedicated.
Yeah, I just want to... It's nice to see the rewards of being dedicated at as well, so yeah.
Yeah, good luck to him. That is one of the toughest sports there is. What an opportunity today, though, for him. Some Irish badminton history yesterday. Sheafra Flynn, another young Irish youngster, winning a singles medal at the European Junior Championship. She's back in semi-final action in Ibiza today. That's following her win against Hungary's Sophie Szabo. Guarantees a bronze medal. Good luck with her today in that semi-final. And staying with racket sport, finally, Australian tennis legend Neil Fraser has died at the age of 91. The former world number one claimed 19 Grand Slam titles during an illustrious playing career, among them 3 singles titles, Wimbledon in 1960 and the US Open in 1959 and 60. The remaining 16 majors were doubles and mixed doubles victories. He also led Australia to 4 consecutive Davis Cup wins. Neil's mother was Irish, emigrated down under, and he himself very, very proud of his Irish roots. He held a dual Australian and Irish passports. So we pay tribute to him here on Morning Ireland this morning, the last Irish citizen to win the Wimbledon and US Open singles titles.